Rap and hip-hop dominate popular culture, but the music store that gave birth to the art form on the West Coast is struggling to survive. The strip mall that's been home to VIP Records in Long Beach for nearly 30 years is under new ownership. KPCC's Patricia Nazario explains why this could shut down the world-famous hip-hop icon.
VIP Records owner Kelvin Anderson sums up his troubles in one word: technology. He says he can't compete with digital downloads that are squeezing out his record sales.
There's no profit. I mean, we went a whole year in 06 without making a profit, so it's like $60,000 to $100,000 that's no longer in the bank.
Anderson says he's barely making rent on this 3,000 square foot space. And now that he has a new landlord, he's not sure how high it'll get and how long he can stay. Things were different when the 52-year-old entrepreneur opened the store in 1978. Back then, albums sold for about $5 a piece. Anderson and his family made millions moving popular vinyl. And he discovered he had a gift for predicting hits in a fledgling musical movement.
Rap music never would have got its start. I don't think if it hadn't been embraced by people like me.
Anderson played popular club tracks inside a store like this 1984 single, Egypt, Egypt, by LA-based artist The Egyptian Lover. In the 1980s, rap was to teens what Elvis Presley was to rock and roll in the 1950s. Radio stations and major record labels hadn't caught on yet. Anderson says he knew he could make money selling the bass-laden rhythms. To tap into those beats, he built a recording studio inside a store. That investment in the early 1990s turned pipe dreams into cold cash for a number of local acts. One of Anderson's proteges was Long Beach native Calvin Brodus, or as he likes to be called these days, Snoop Dogg.
This is actually where he recorded his first demo, which kind of led to him getting a deal with Dr. Dre. After he recorded his first release, he came and recorded his first video on the roof of the store.
Who Am I? What's My Name? Was Snoop's breakout cut. Its video captured the VIP record sign on the roof. And like a one-hit wonder, Anderson says his store instantly became famous.
We have people that come here from Japan and Germany and other places.
You know, whenever people come in town to LA, like some of my VPs will come in town, the first store they want to hit is VIP Records.
Raina Bowman works for Warner Music Group. It's her job to hand deliver newly released CDs and promotional posters to her clients, including VIP Records Long Beach. To her bosses, she says, Kelvin Anderson's ears are platinum.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Rap mogul Jerry Heller agrees. He's been in the music business for more than 30 years. He co-founded Ruthless Records and managed top West Coast rap acts, including N.W.A. Their 1989 hit, Straight Outta Compton, put gangster rap on the map. Heller sold nearly half his records at VIP. If Anderson is forced out, Heller says, that would be a blow to West Coast hip-hop.
You don't have the voice of the street anymore dictating which new acts you're going to break. So that leaves it to the major companies like Universal and the big radio stations like Power and K-Day, which is tragic.
For now, Kelvin Anderson's keeping his ear to the street for the hottest new acts.
We are selling now and stuff. Hobo, who lives down the street, Little Bam, that just came out. It's going to be real, real big. He should be getting a major deal soon. Yeah, straight up. Get on, get on, get on, get on.
I've been gone for a minute, but I stayed with the East. Is spitting that East Side, Long Beach, Strip-ish. Yeah, that's how I rep it. I was born a low. I'm with them upcoming rappers, can't stand them.
With cuts like Streets Is Mine, 25-year-old Lil Bam is making a name for himself in the underground rap scene. He says coming through the music store is a rite of passage.
VIP is like our Long Beach monument. And, you know, that right there alone, any artist coming up, this is the first place they feel they should go to even present their music.
Kelvin Anderson is currently working with about 100 up-and-coming rappers. He's also pushing merchandise, branding VIP's logo for sale on designer T-shirts and caps. Anderson says he's willing to do whatever it takes to preserve what he calls a beacon to the hip-hop world. For the California Report, I'm Patricia Nazario in Long Beach.